The public is once again enjoying open access to the summit of Mauna Kea. The access road had been closed since July when a standoff began over the construction of the 30-meter telescope. A temporary stand-down brokered by Hawaii County Mayor Kim reopened the road. HPR's Ryan Finnerty was on the mountain that day that the agreement was announced. He joins us live in our studios recapping those events. Good morning.
Morning, Catherine. And yeah, so everyone might remember this began about 2 weeks ago when Governor Ige made an unexpected announcement that he was withdrawing state law enforcement from the Mauna Kea Access Road. That was apparently precipitated by a call he had with the TMT organization saying that they were going to be putting their construction plans on hold for the immediate future. That's most likely related to the winter coming, it being kind of unsuitable construction conditions on the summit of Mauna Kea. Governor Ige said that because they were not going to be immediately proceeding with construction plans, he was pulling out state law enforcement and reopening the Mauna Kea Access Road because the road had been closed by the state. It's a state DOT road. They had closed it back in July ahead of this planned construction. And so there was no law enforcement there. The county and the state had both pulled their law enforcement out, but the demonstrators were still on site. And it came out shortly after that announcement that the head conservation officer, DLNR officer on the site, had given a December 26th deadline for the protesters to leave the area so that the road could reopen. That was never confirmed by the governor's office. But everyone operated under the assumption that there could be some sort of sweep or an arrest, which was how I ended up on the mountain on the 26th to see what would happen. When I got there, the road was still blocked, but traffic was moving in both directions using a cleared portion of the shoulder. So that paved portion was blocked, but cars were moving. I was told by one person who was there for this interaction between the DLNR officer and the protest leaders that it wasn't specifically said that they needed to leave, but more that the road needed to be open. And so they kind of found this workaround there. They could stay, but keep the road open. And that they were told that was considered sufficient to avoid any kind of punitive action. And then that morning, the day after Christmas, when I arrived, it came out that there had been an offer made in writing by Mayor Harry Kim, who has kind of been in de facto control of the situation. He was sort of deputized by the governor to handle it and kind of given authority to manage the situation as he saw best. And so he made this offer that there would be some sort of stand down for some period of time. It wasn't exactly clear what that would be. After a few hours of deliberation, the Kupuna leaders of the anti-TNT movement announced that they had received this offer to de-escalate the situation. And Noe Noe Wong Wilson, who is one of the prominent leaders of the movement, came out to read the offer from Mayor Kim and kind of deliver their response to it.
I, Mayor Kim, give you my personal assurances that no attempt will be made to move TMT construction equipment up the Mauna for a minimum of 2 months. During this time, at least until the end of February 2020, the protectors are requested to move the Kupuna tent, which is currently on the roadway, to the side of the road. This will provide open access to the general public to drive up the road to Mauna Kea Visitor Center and the summit. The clearance of the roadway will help ensure the safety of visitors and protectors. During this time, state and county agencies and law enforcement will agree to stand down. There will be no attempt by state of Hawaii law enforcement agencies or Hawaii County Police Department to remove the protectors' encampment from the sites of Mauna Kea Access Road or from Pu'uhonua or Pu'uhuruhuru. It is hoped that during this peaceful time, communication between government officials, the astronomy community, community leaders, and protectors will continue. I, Mayor Kim, will continue to work with TMT to extend the 2 month stand down period if necessary.
So that was Noe Noe Wong Wilson, leader of the anti-TMT movement, kind of announcing that That was the offer they received. She went on to announce that they were accepting that deal. After several hours of deliberation, they were able to reach a consensus. Not everybody, not every one of those elder leaders of the group started wanting to take that deal, but they did eventually reach a point where they felt it was the best course of action.
So she was really kind of reading the mayor's statement on like a loudspeaker.
Yeah, that was the offer they received from Mayor Kim. She called Mayor Kim just to kind of say that they were going to accept it, and then also responded in writing. And I talked to her afterwards about how that process went, how they reached their consensus to take the deal, and why they decided to take it at this time, 5 months after the situation began. And she told me that the big difference was that this deal came as an offer rather than a demand.
They have never offered. They've never made us any offer. They've always demanded we get off the road. It's a major difference. So it was a game changer for this. We were asked to leave the road and then what, you know? Leave the road and move to the side, and then what? Then be constantly in fear that law enforcement is going to come, because now we're sitting on the side of somebody's road, you know? And the issue is that from the beginning, government has just taken a hard-nosed position and not being willing to listen to us.
And she did also reiterate that accepting this deal does not mean that their group has softened its position on TMT construction. They still remain committed to opposing construction of any kind on the mountain. And the TMT organization similarly has not changed its position, although they've kind of put their construction plans on pause, presumably until the winter is over. They say they're still committed to building in Hawaii. But so far, the deal appears to be holding up. The road and the visitor center are open. People were seen visiting it over the weekend. And I observed at least a dozen cars moving in both directions up the road last week. Mayor Kim even visited the area over the weekend. So it appears to be holding up for now. The deal does have its critics. Speaker of the State House of Representatives, Scott Saiki, questioned what the deal accomplished. He did an interview with Hawaii News Now recently, just saying that it appears to have just delayed a final decision by a few months and not really having changed anything. You heard in that statement from Mayor Kim, read by Noe Noe Wong Wilson, he said he would try, Mayor Kim said he would try to extend the kind of stand down if necessary after these 2 months. So it is sort of in flux, but the Summit Road is open, and that Mayor Kim can kind of hang his hat on that he produced that big development after several months of stalemate.
And then I know Kuve Hirashi was in contact with some of the activists on the mountain, and they were saying that there's still people up there. They just moved the tents and the structure, but they're still hanging out on the side of the road, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Noe Noe Wong Wilson was very clear that they would be just feet away from their original position, and if they feel that the agreement has been broken by either the state or the county, they're fully prepared to move their tents back onto the road and block it again. So it's sort of a show of good faith by both sides, I think, but it could definitely break down pretty quickly as well.
Right, and we're told there's some talk about speed bumps on the road. We reached out to Department of Transportation but have not heard back.
Yeah, that was the talk. Well, while I was there, some of the demonstrators indicated they were hoping to get speed bumps put in because they do have people right by the road to just try and slow traffic down. People do, you know, it's at the end of a long downhill, long straight downhill where they are, so people can kind of come off the mountain road pretty fast. But that's really unclear if that'll happen. The road is technically managed by the State Department of Transportation, and Mayor Kim and the county seem to be kind of doing all of the negotiations, and I don't think they are able to put in speed bumps on a state road, so really unclear if that'll happen or not.
Right, we'll see what happens. But thanks so much, Ryan.
Sure thing.
That was HPR's Ryan Finnerty. You can find all his reports online at hawaiipublicradio.org.